So I was saying before that so the person, you know, say, I haven't met Dharma, do not study Dharma. Do not study Dharma. See, so there's no meditation. So then you see, can't discover, see, the root of that his own mind concept, the root of the problem, see, the wrong concepts. Then particular the wrong concepts, you see, while there's no I in this eye, in this body, you know, there's I, there's self, but there's not, while there's no I in this body, while there's no I on this eye, gets, you see, what is the such thing, cannot find on this, I guess, see. Such a real eye you can't find on, in that, not in this body, nor on this, I guess. No, and can't find anywhere, while such that eye, total non-existent, it exists nowhere, but you see, believing it is there, but believing it is inside this body, or believing that it is on this eye gets, however. So this unnecessary, you see, so so if you analyze the root of all the suffering, root of all the delusions, this ignorance, if you analyze, you see, so it is something that totally doesn't make sense. You know, a total nonsense, as you get there. While there's no such eye in this appearance, can't find it. While there's no such eye on, neither inside this body nor on the eye gets. You see, neither this real eye, in the sense existing from its own sight. Neither that, nor, if you go in more subtle, neither that, nor even what is merely labeled by mind, that which exists, always exists, so that one is in what is merely labeled by mind, but even that, can't find on a specific, you see, a place of body, can't find. In that body can't find, and on above the aggregates, association of body mind, above the aggregates, a specific place you can't find, even in the middle level way. So if you go into more subtle analysis, even that you can't find in a specific place, you see, about that, yes. So like you can't find table, you see, the immediately labeled table, you see, yes, if you look for, can't find where it is, you know, the specific, on the specific part of the table, on the, a specific spot, you see, at the middle of the table is here, or there, or this part, there, on the site where it is, can't find. So more subtle analysis, you can't find the, even what exists, what is made level by mind, but even that can't find on a specific spot. So same with the eye. So If you do analysis confined, you see, just look for, so that even that, on the base, you know, inside this body, or normally we believe there is a real I in this body. That's what I'm talking about. According to our concept, the normal concept, the right concept, I'm talking that, even though it's not mentioned in the teachings, particular. That way, that kind of wrong view, not normally mentioned. maybe sometimes, Mahamudra teachings are something. Sometimes it is mentioned that what is really the ignorance? What is really the root of samsara? Ignorance is when you. unmistakable ones. So there are many other wrong ones, which which is not. Or sometimes something solid, you feel some solid eye inside the body, you see, something like a stick, like having put a stick inside the body, or things like that, or there are many different experiences. So nothing of those is the gacha object of repudity, any of those experiences. So the gacha is something very subtle, and nothing any of those, there are many other different experiences like that, so nothing of those. So however, but we normally believe that if we normally believe that there's I inside this body, you see. For example, I'll say, while you're listening to my talk, maybe you also think that way. I'm talking, you see, there's an I, real I inside this body talking, you see, but it's not there. You see, so that. So however, So what I'm saying is, while there's no such thing, such eye inside the body, not on the real eye, but even the middle level of the eye couldn't find, which exists, but he could not find a particular spot, you see, on the base. So there we see. So this. There's nobody who says, I'm going to kill you if you don't believe. You know, if you don't believe that there's an I inside this body, or if you don't believe on this I guess there's an I. You know, you must believe there's an I on this I guess, you see, on this aggregate. There's nobody who pushes you or says, I'm going to kill you if you don't believe in this. You know, there's nobody. You see, the delusion, karma, all the sufferings, you see. if you analyze, you see, this concept, the way of thinking, just mistaking the way of thinking, you know, just total nonsense, you know, complete nonsense, childish, total nonsense. It's like a child, you know, it's like a child to put the feet in the mud, you see, they put their feet and cover with the you know, the mud, you know. Then you pull out the feet. Then you say, "This is my house. This is my house." Then somebody break this. Then you become a huge problem. You know? mistake of thinking. It's just this total nonsense. You know. There's no real I in this, I guess, in this body, you know, not inside this body, nor you see, on this other ship, body and mind, you see, it exists nowhere. it exists nowhere. And so to go more final, more subtle, more final, even the I which exists, that which is merely imputed by mind, does not exist from its own side. Not exist from its own side. not that which exists from its side. Say, not exist from the side, which is merely level of a mind, but even that can't find on this particular spot, on the base particular spot can't find, you see. So, where is it can't find? On the base, you see. So therefore, that's the reality, that's the reality, see. But, say, you know, you create this belief, you see, that there's there's I, not just a mere level of mind, but something exists from its own side. Something additional, something more than what's made in the mind, you see. Real I, real I inside this body, or you see, on the aggregates, you know, the simple mind, you see. However, while there's nothing there, slightest even atom of that I, no, at all, see, total non-existence, such that I is a total non-existent anywhere. Total non-existent. It exists nowhere. But that's the reality. That's totally empty. Total non-existent. There's no slightest even atom of this I existing from the side, you see. that's the reality, that's the ultimate reality, while it is like this, then we let our mind, believe opposite. As I mentioned before, not merely, even though it exists in my name, even though it functions in my name, it does activities in my name, it experiences in my name, happiness of me in my name, and the one who experiences exists in my name, what experiences in my name, what was all the effect, whatever it brings is my name. So that's the reality for that. So therefore, the root, the very root of all the delusion, karma, all the suffering like this. Something totally doesn't make sense. But then, you see, let's think this way. But then you see, when you have a headache, you know, headache, many headache, you see, how painful it is. The result from that, wrong concept is the ignorance, you see. When you have one example, simple example, a headache, many headache, how painful. Toothache, when you, when you have two days, how so painful it is. You know? Which is a result from that ignorance. You see me? From that we see nonsense. That ignorance is nonsense. That concept is belief, wrong belief is nonsense. So, but the effect, you see, when you have two days, it is so painful. Similar death which comes from there, is so scary, you know, which created by that wrong concept. So scary, you see, which came from that, which produced by that, you see, death, see. And then, I say, all the ages, and so scary, you know, that. And then each time when you see one more wrinkle, you see, look, in the body, one more white hair, one more wrinkle, you see, in the body. which comes from that ignorance, you see. But is the what I'm saying is I'm using example, the result, you see. Something very unbearable, you see. But then the relationship problems, you know. Relationship problems, you see. When you're left by the one whom you love most, you know, when you say, suddenly one day left you, you see, and this, then your life becomes hell, you see, even you are eating $1 billion cost food, you can't enjoy. You know, even you are living in the house made of diamond, apartment made of diamond, you know, and the floors are all gold, you know, the pillars are diamond. Oh, see, silver or something. Anyway, even was living that, it didn't mean nothing, you see. Because your life is, completely overwhelmed by this sadness or lost object of attachment, see, and the hurt, the pain, hurt in your heart, you know, for unbelievable hurt, heart, you see, hurt, you know, not heart, hurt, for years and years, you see. You cry, and then you can't enjoy the life. All this world can't enjoy it. I mean, nothing is your mind, you see. So, boost the problem, it's nothing you can enjoy, you see. So that, no matter, million dollar cost of dress you wear, nothing. You see, so no different from wearing, difference from wearing a $10 dress, $5 dress, you know. So anyway, it's so painful, but painful is unimaginable, unbearable, you know. Many years you go to see psychologist and psychiatrist or whatever. consultation. difficult to see. So however, result like this, so unbearable. You know? But the root, it's just this concept, this wrong concept. You see, yes. kind of nonsense, you see, or this wrong belief. You see, that... this is without talking about the hell, without talking about the suffering of the hell, you know, so under those elements, but just the human suffering, you see. So unbearable, you see. so it says, this is very good. So this is started from that man's story, that guy from London, you know, that guy from London, see? from that, you know. So in the so here just going back just as an introduction that I would mention that so why we need to practice Dharma meditation so that this is without talking about reincarnation. This is without talking about past, future life, reincarnation, karma. Just this life. If there's no without meditation, without dharma, spiritual practice. Without that, what happens? if one doesn't practice this, then what happens in this life? So, so you have the external profession and degree from college, university, all these things. You know how to do professional cleaning. Professional secretary, professional say manager, professional director, whatever, you see, all these things. You know, you learn, you got degree, everything, you see, how to do it externally. Yes, so you have. Now, so here what I'm saying is that. So if you don't have inner profession, dharma, this spiritual practice of meditation, you see, if you don't have that, if that is missing, you have only the external profession, you see, externally how to do well, you see. So then what happens with you? This way, then your mind doesn't happen. Your mind has no support. Your mind has no protection. You see, your mind has no refuge. Your mind has no protection. Your mind has no protection. You see. There's no protection. There's no support for your mind. For your heart. So, so there's no inner profession, dharma or the future, you see. You have the external profession, okay? So what happens here? so you see, there's no antidote. But there is no protection, I said, from the anger, I said. There's no antidote, there's no dharma, there's no antidote, there's no mental medicine, you see, to heal the anger, you know. There's no dharma, there's no spiritual, there's no inner profession. To protect the mind from the self-cherishing thought, selfish mind. You know. And see, the contentment, the dharma, the spiritual, the contentment, you see, not following the desire, the contentment, the satisfaction, which gives satisfaction, is not following the, emotional, merely emotional mind desire. That real dharma, spiritual, that which gives satisfaction in the life, inner happiness in life, healthy mind, healthy body, which gives healthy mind, formerly healthy mind, healthy body. The anger, selfish mind, those attachment, then the you have external profession, everything, but you see, you have no refuge, you know. You say, without inner profession, dharma, meditation, you have no refuge. So, they say, so then all this negative emotion arises, okay? So then that was makes mind unhealthy, makes the body unhealthy, like the dog, like scientifically approved. Among the many people, there's more possibility of a heart attack among the people who have impatient nature, more angry nature. There's more possibility of a heart attack. That's proved. It is scientifically proved, and statistical numbers. That's and so. Now this is scientifically proved that the statistics, there's more number of heart attack and people dying heart attack with this. And, you see, among people are very angry, impatient natures. So anyway, so what happens? So since there's no the inner progression dharma is not there, with previously. protecting yourself from negative emotional thoughts, the desires, anger, selfish mind, those things. So then what happens is, you're continuously like the tsunami, like the water, came from the water covered the whole sea, the whole town, the whole city, you see, completely covered, washed away, you know, so destroyed, you know. So unbelievable shock and suffering happened. So like that, you see, desire, the negative emotional thoughts, desires took over your heart, to your life, you know, like tsunami, tsunami of negative emotional thought, desire. All the time. That tsunami of negative emotional thought, desire is happening, you know, to completely over you, to completely possess, completely over you. So they're like all the time. So let's see, yourself no freedom at all, the slightest, you see, total. There's a lot of problem. So for example, as I mentioned before, millionaire business, but also very famous singers, actors, So they, even though they achieved, they become very famous, even though they become very famous in this world, and everybody knows, young people know, old people know, everybody in the world, east, west, north, south, everybody knows in this world. So even though you achieved all that in the reputation, but there's a lot of problems in your lot of unhappiness, lot of problems in your life, in your heart, that filled with expectations, and then there's so much worry, fear there, so much worry, fear there. You know, somebody is becoming more famous than you. So much worry, fear. You know, or you're going to go down. Your reputation will go down any time, or something's going to happen to you one day. You know. Your reputation will go down, or somebody will become more famous than you. So there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of worries here. So which is caused by the attachment, the negative emotion towards attachment. the eight-old dharma, the attachment clinging to this life, you see. The attachment, you see, if the four, like the four desirable object and unhappy with the four, the four undesirable object, if it happen, if you encounter it, and then you're unhappy, you see, then commit suicide, you see, very easy to happen, you know. due to selfish mind, due to the attachment and these things, you see, and negative thoughts, you see. when they didn't achieve what they're looking for, somebody harm, you know, then it's just a minute to commit suicide, you see. So there, among those people, there are many people who commit suicide happening, you see. You see, you can see very clearly why it's happening, just like that. So there are many. So what our time says, you see, without Dharma, without your bringing this karma, just this life, if you don't have, you see, with external profession, but if you don't have Dharma along with that in your life, it's no Dharma, there's no Dharma. Meditation is this spiritual Dharma. not following the negative emotional thoughts, you see. Giving freedom to yourself. So not allowing, you see, not allowing to be tortured by the your negative emotional thoughts, you see, the tsunami, you know, tsunami on in your heart, in your life, by those negative emotional thoughts. Tsunami, you see. Earthquake or tsunami by these negative emotional thoughts, you see. So Dharma, you see, not following the emotional, Dharma, the body, Dharma, the good heart, you know, they protect you from self-chasing, you see. So you can see here now, the Dharma, the good heart, you see, protects you from self-chasing. But now here, you see, so now here, with outer profession, then you have inner profession, this so much happiness, great peace in your heart, and fulfillment. And then you're able to cause so much happiness in your family, and in the country, in the world, you see, from the then, you think from life to life to all sentient beings, you're bringing so much happiness, peace, you see. So you can see very clearly, you know, the good heart benefit others, the source of happiness for yourself and for all other living beings. You see, you can see very clearly here. So even that person not Buddhist, but it has good heart, you know, along with the outer professions, you know, you have a good heart. You can see huge differences in the life, in the life of that person, and the life of family, the life of all those animals, people who are around the person, even the insects who are around the person, they don't get killed. You see, ants who are muscular labor, animals, even the animals who are around, you see, person has a good heart, you know, dharma, then you see, do not harm others, so there's a lot of benefit, a lot of life saving, you see, from danger, from being killed. So there's so much benefit. With a good heart, then you see, then you purposely you do something good for others, and it naturally happens in daily life, wherever the person is, even if the person is a Buddhist, you see. So, even didn't learn dharma, you know, even didn't learn Buddha's teachings. So, but the person with dharma in the heart, so it makes huge differences in the life of that person, and it makes huge differences to the rest of the people, starting from family, children of the family, the parents and the family, from the rest of the world. It makes huge differences. So that having the inner profession is the good dharma. So then they have as I mentioned, other one. See, so it's you know, this from selfish mind, you know, how the all the problems, one of the root is the selfish mind. See, selfish mind. See, that. do not care others, see, they, do not think of others' needs, others' happiness, and so then there's a constant harm to others, because selfish mind is only thinking of oneself, your own happiness, so you don't think of others. So then because of that, then many actions which harms others, thinking for happiness yourself, but then with selfish mind, all the activities with the you see, with the selfish mind, with all the activities, you know, that certainly so many of those activities done with selfish mind, it harms others directly or indirectly. See, it brings a lot of disharmony and quarrel, and see, give the laws to others, and take the victory on oneself and lost to others, you see. So that it becomes a source of so many problems in your life, and they cause so many problems to others, you know, so many other human beings, including animals. So that so many human beings in this life, and so many even animals, and you cause harm, you harm, cause problems, you know, that. there's no question about if you think about reincarnation, the afterlife, you know, the continuing consciousness, of course, in the hands for direct or indirect interest in the things, from large lives to all things like that. So, however, so it makes huge unbelievable difference, you see, having a good heart, you know, the dharma, the good heart, compassionate awareness, you see. Unbelievable peace and happiness. You know, success, you know, real success, you know, so then to others in the world, in the family members, in the country, in the world, you see, so much. So now similar to other things in dharma, the real dharma, the renunciation, or protecting your, giving freedom to yourself, not allowing the negative emotion or desire to, you know, if you have tsunami or desire on yourself, you see, protecting yourself. So, then again, there's so much, you know, you cut, then you have cut so much problems of this life. So much of the problem of this life, unhappiness, you know, the relationship problems, and how you know, even though who has taken vows, even though who has taken vow, what the Christian vows or the Christian or Buddhist in the you know, honest vows, so the even in that case, Anyone able to practice pure, you know, there's no danger. So by stop following the, by say, protecting, giving freedom to yourself, protecting from these negative thoughts, negative emotional desires, is not allowing tsunami of desire to happen to yourself. So you see now here, it brings so much freedom. It makes your life bring so much freedom and so much like your mind is so much healthy and as well as body. See? I mean, like this. So if you know that, if you meditate, if you analyze how the attachment, you can, the eight-door dharma, the cleanse this life, how the all these relationship problems, you know, this many years of hurt, you know, depression, disappointment, all this, you suffer again and again. You finish one package of suffering, and then you begin another package of another package. You open another package of the suffering of relationship. And then for quite a number of years, that's gone. Then you open another one. Begin another package. The same thing. So you see, from that, which comes from the negative thoughts, you see, letting that take over you, the tsunami of that, So now here, just looking a little bit that side, you know, how so much problem of this life, unhappiness life, based on attachment, you see, come on. So, to have a little bit sightseeing of that part of the life, you see. Then you understand. Now here, look at that sightseeing on the other sightseeing, the Dharma, the person Dharma, you see. That's an incredible happiness and freedom, you see. You cut. This way, by having Dharma, the meditation of the Dharma in the life, not following these negative emotions, the desires, clinging to this life, grasping to it. And so now here you can see, so much of the problems gone. It's gone in the experience. You see, it's very clear. So much of the problems, emotional problems, gone. And even to no obstacle to practice Dharma. Even somebody practicing Dharma, or the same as even other religion, you see, the vow of sin. So why is there Dharma meditation in the life? Without talking about regular karma, you see, just this life, you know, you can see how unbelievably important, no choice. Since you want happiness, you have your Dharma in your life, in your profession. You have that, no choice, since you want happiness. Renunciation is giving freedom to yourself from negative emotional desire. Then, good heart, Dharma, good heart, you have to that. Since you want happiness, no choice, you have to have that. So here, for your own happiness, you need Dharma, for your own happiness, and the happiness of family, happiness of the whole world, you see, otherwise you harm. So basically, the three principles, Lam Rim, you know, you see. So now, so now, that's just talking about this life. That's just talking about this life. But now, the big thing that is, there's a death. There's a death. There's a death. You know, after birth, there's a death. Since we haven't overcome death by exercising path, the other as well, less of a path, you know, you become unhappy, you see like that, seize the delusions, and call the delusions, you see, or you achieve the Mahayana path, you know, rising path of meditation, those, you overcome death, you know, or you achieve the Tantric path, clear light, illusory body, clear light meaning. So you overcome death, you're free from death. So until you see those little paths, then we have to die. See, after birth, we have to die. So after death, so the big thing is that after death, then the consciousness continues and doesn't stop, doesn't cease. The consciousness continues, so there's no third, only two. Other the suffering transmigrated beings, you live in hell, from goes Adam the one goes, or the devil human realm. so that depends on the happy rebirth or suffering rebirth, you see, lower rebirth. That is followed according to the karma. Like the way of the body goes, shadow follows, like long as another stand. So therefore, see, it's all followed according to karma. In the karma created in this life. This life and past life. So therefore, so now here, I can question if if you don't want to suffer, if you want to happen, if you have happiness after this life. So if you want happiness in this life, then the same thing. That means you want happiness also after this life. That means also you want happiness. The same thing. If you want happiness today, then that means also you want happiness tomorrow. It's the same thing. So therefore. What helps at the time of death? There's something that you can that can benefit, something that brings happiness in the life after this. That you can enjoy, you know, some happiness. That's only dharma, only dharma, nothing else. What can help at the time of death? And what helps you see to the happiness in the future? In the future, you see, for you, long-term future, long-term future to have happiness, so dharma, nothing else. So therefore, by the reason, then you need to practice dharma, nothing else. So even that should be practiced right away, because death can happen any time. At the moment it can happen, so therefore must practice dharma right away. Must wish in preparation, wish all for that right away. So that, then especially